Casey Shields in the shotgun, takes the snap from Jamie and Shaw. Hand off to Isaiah Askew. Askew going to his right, cuts it back left. There goes Askew. 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, orange and black. No flags. Commerce strikes again. It's a 62-yard run by Isaiah Askew.
It's going to be hard to get a phantom pass interference on that one. Askew taking it to the house.
Wow.
That's the way you recover.
Mercy.
Making it happen. Heck yeah. Spot the ball wherever you want. Hand it to the big man. Take it for six.
Askew had a 61-yard touchdown run in the first half. And this one was even prettier, I think. 23-14 Commerce. Tucson Clayton the snap. Nolan Myers the hold. The kick by Jordy Ramirez. Good. 24-14. The Commerce lead back out to 10 points. And again, the only thing is they didn't take much time off the clock.
Yeah, but whatever.
8:22 to go. This is Tigers football on 88.9. Commerce scores on a 62-yard touchdown run by Isaiah Askew. That gives him now 10 touchdowns on the season, counting the 61-yard run in the first half.
Well, if you wanted the Tigers to do something, it would be to score a touchdown on all their drives in the second half. So far, that's what they got.
That's exactly right. In fact, all possessions here in the second half have resulted in touchdowns.
Which goes Commerce what?
Two for each team. Here's the nice end-over-end kickoff by Jordy Ramirez, taken at the 10-yard line. Here's a nice return, however, for Mineola by Dalton Rogers. He's been pretty dangerous on these kickoff returns tonight. He gets it all the way out to the 43-yard line.
Nakia Norris in there on the tackle, holding his place on the field.
So 8:13 left to go in the ball game. It's a two-score game for Mineola, trailing 24-14. They will be moving to our right. Ball between the hash marks on first down from the 42. Their senior quarterback, Shaw Franklin, 6'3", 155. Empty backfield, takes the snap, dropping back to throw. Moving up in the pocket, throwing for Cameron Sorensen, incomplete and almost picked off for Commerce. And now there's going to be a flag for a late hit on Commerce on Cameron Sorensen. And that probably was an unnecessary hit. The pass was incomplete and the defender proceeded to knock Sorensen down.
Yeah, and the thing is the defender had a – no, I'm not going to call him out here, but the defender actually, if he'd been looking up, would have had a chance to intercept that.
Yeah.
But the ball flew past Sorensen, hit the ground, and then the defender came up, lowered his shoulder, and hit him. Sorensen was leaned forward a little bit, so it was real close to taking the shoulder pad right on the helmet. I don't think that's what happened.
No, I don't think they're calling targeting.
But it was definitely a late hit and or hitting the defenseless receiver. Yeah, not a
personal foul. Personal foul is indicated as a targeting penalty.
And that may be a that's out of the game. He's gone. Which was one reason I didn't want to identify the player. That's
right.
Not.
And now Cody Farrell coming out on the field, the Tigers head coach, and he's going to have a word about this with Jim Peek.
Yeah, that rule got instituted last year, John Mark. The targeting rule is equals an ejection.
And we'll have to watch this, but I have to say it looks like J.J. Savage is the player that's coming out of the game. That's not good for Commerce.
No.
Mercy. You have to – kids get their emotions up. You know, you got your things are pumping. You know, your blood is pumping, and it's hard to back off on those kinds of plays sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard to back off, period. You know, I mean
– here's first down for Mineola at the Commerce 43. Shaw Franklin, the quarterback, keeps it himself. On a rollout to the left side, and then he makes the corner, turns upfield. There is a flag down behind the line of scrimmage, however.
Usually,
he got to the Commerce 40.
It's usually in the area of holding.
It would be a gain of about 3 yards. Commerce leading 24-14, 7:54 to go in the ballgame. It is a holding call against Mineola. This pushes the ball back to the Mineola 47-yard line. As Kevin told you, each team has scored on its two possessions in the second half. Neither team has been able to stop the other so far.
Though drives have, except Commerce's last one, drives have taken
time.
Time-consuming
drives.
Especially Mineola's.
Tigers just scored on a 62-yard touchdown run, a thing of beauty by senior running back Isaiah Askew moments ago.
His second 60-plus.
Yeah. Second and 20 for Mineola, or first and 20, I should say. And Franklin going to run it up the middle into Commerce territory. Inside the 45-yard line he goes. On the tackle there for the Tigers looks like Andrew Morales. We're saying some new names here tonight. Ishmael Perez also helping out on that tackle. Second down and 11 at the Commerce 44-yard line. I think you're starting to see some players step up for the Tigers as the season goes along here. Shaw Franklin, empty backfield. Out of the spread. Franklin passing down the near side. Kedrick Kelly breaking up the pass, but a flag goes down. The pass intended for Cameron Sorensen.
This is going to be another terrible pass interference call on the Tigers. Kedrick Kelly was looking back, looking for the ball. There was some contact, but both players were trying to get in position to make a catch. This really should be a no call, but absolutely shouldn't be one on the defender.
Kelly broke up the pass. Yeah, we do have a pass interference call against Commerce here. That's the
and
second.
And when Franklin went back to throw that, I had that thought. I was like, why is he throwing that? There's great coverage out there. And I went, well, I guess the ref showed that they're quick with the PI calls, so maybe that's why they're doing it. If so, they were right.
So, again, there was a controversial pass interference call against Commerce on the previous possession that set up the touchdown.
So diplomatic of you to put it that way.
First down at the 29-yard line. Travion Snead in the ballgame at running back. Takes the handoff up the middle. Tough going, but he gets down to around the 26-yard line, the freshman. And Matthew Gray on the tackle for the Commerce Tigers, the senior inside linebacker. 6:43 and the clock is rolling. Commerce leading 24-14. Mineola at the Commerce 26-yard line here, second down and 6. Ball between the hash marks. Franklin takes the snap, back to throw, downfield.
Wow.
And was it caught for the touchdown? Yes. Beautiful throw and catch. And that is Cameron Sorensen makes the catch. Covered well. He was covered well, but a beautiful throw and catch. Pretty much a perfectly thrown ball.
And Katie Williams was in coverage, but he was doing all he could just to keep up. He never had a chance to look back at the ball. He did have his hands up. And I was worried about a PI. But it just came over his shoulder, just past his hand, and Sorensen with the great concentration and the great catch.
Made the catch over on the far side. And here is the extra point by Sorensen, and it is good. And so this ball game still very much in doubt. It's Commerce 24, Mineola 21 with 6:22 to go in the game. This is Commerce Tigers football on 88.9. 58-yard drive and 5 plays for Mineola. 26-yard touchdown pass from Shaw Franklin to Cameron Sorensen. Extra point good, 24-21 with 6:22 left to go. Cameron Sorensen, a first-team all-district player last year as a defensive back. In fact, he had 138 tackles on the defensive side of the ball, 6'2", 170-pounder, but obviously a very talented receiver as well. And place kicker, he's about to kick off. So Commerce going to need to move the football here. If not put points on the board, at least move the ball. Here's an onside kick, and Commerce ready for it. Takes a good hop and right into the hands of one of the Tigers, and that was Andrew Morales.
Yeah, he did a good job. He's out there on the island. Commerce not really expecting that onside kick. Morales did a great job of fielding it and taking the hit and holding on to the ball.
First down, Commerce. Tiger 48-yard line. Tigers moving to our left with 6:22 to go, leading the defending state champion Mineola Yellow Jackets 24-21. Ball on the far hash mark. Jamie and Shaw out over the football at center. Here is the snap to Casey Shields. Shields coming to his left. Makes the corner down the sideline. 30, 20, 15. Lowers his shoulder down to the 10. What a run by Casey Shields, the senior quarterback, junior quarterback he is for the Commerce Tigers.
42 yards on the carry. And I thought he'd take it to the house. He got tripped up a little bit around the 25-yard line, slowed him down. Safety was able to take an angle, take him off his feet at the 10-yard line. But honestly, we'll let him burn some time off the clock, except Mineola does take a timeout here, and that's pretty wise.
Mineola with the timeout. They have two remaining. Commerce 24, Mineola 21. This is Tigers football on 88.9. First and goal, Commerce at the 10-yard line of Mineola with 6:06 to go in the ballgame. Moments ago, a 42-yard run by the Tiger quarterback, Casey Shields. Ball's on the near hash mark. Lawrence Hixon in the ballgame as a blocking back for the Tigers. And Hixon moving just before the snap. That may have resulted in a false start.
Yeah, there were a couple of guys moving, actually. Just had their timing off. And
critical mistake here by the Tigers. Pushes them back to the 15-yard line. It still will be first and goal. First and goal from the 15. Commerce obviously needs to score here, but they also need to use some time on the clock if possible. Neither team has been able to stop the other team in the second half. Mineola has scored three touchdowns. Commerce has scored two. So Tigers up to the line, first and goal now from the 15. They're in the pistol. Askew hit and drop for a loss back to the 20-yard line.
That's his first loss of the game for Askew.
Ian Thompson, 5'11", 230-pound lineman, a senior from Mineola, leading the charge there back to the 24-yard line. Now you have to kind of start thinking about field goal here for Commerce.
Absolutely. It'd be nice to have that other field goal when they elected to go for it in the first half, but hindsight.
Second down and goal from the 19. Casey Shields. And we have movement up the line just before the snap. Shields was in the shotgun waiting on the snap. One of the Tigers moved. It's going to push them back to the 24-yard line where it will still be a goal-to-go situation.
Commerce just got sloppy.
Yep.
Tighten it up, Tigers.
So back to the 24-yard line they go, and it's still second down and goal. That's the good news. It's just second down. Hand off to Isaiah Askew. Askew ducks a tackle at the line of scrimmage, tries to get outside, but then the Yellow Jackets swarm him, and they gang tackle Isaiah Askew over – on the far side of the field. On the tackle there for Mineola, Seth Kirk, and two or three other Mineola Yellow Jackets helping out on the tackle. So third down and goal from the 22 for Commerce. Askew just a half step from breaking that one. Clock is down to 4:50. Third down and goal from the 22. It's on the far hash mark as they move to our left. Askew will take a direct snap here. Askew going to his left, looking for a block, cutting it back, and brought down around the 20-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and goal from the 20 for Commerce. And will the Tigers attempt a field goal here? And apparently they will.
I like it.
Askew got to the 19. Now, that would only put them up by 6 points. But that's better than three, huh? So this would be a field goal in the range of 40 yards or thereabouts. Well, I beg your pardon, it would be closer to about 36 yards. Timeout here. Looks like did Mineola call timeout? I believe they did. They're down to one timeout. Have to think in terms of fake, the possibility, although if you do that, of course, you've got to score.
Yes.
You might think in terms of, well, if we don't score, but if we get it down inside the 5-yard line, that would also be a good outcome, even if we didn't score, but you'd need a 15-yard gain or thereabouts to do that. So I presume they will attempt the field goal here. This will be a 37-yard field goal for Jordy Ramirez. And, again, he is 4 of 4 on his field goal attempts this season. He kicked a 28-yarder in the first quarter for Commerce. The angle is to the right.
J.J. Savage is the usual holder, is he not?
No, Nolan Myers is the holder. Tucson Clayton will snap. Ball down, kick on the way. It's certainly long enough. And it is good. 37-yard field goal by Jordy Ramirez. I'll tell you, not many teams at the 3A level have a place kicker like Jordy Ramirez.
That's the truth.
Goes up 27-21 with 4:20 left to go in the ballgame. This is Tigers football on 88.9.